Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
The NBA Finals, Game 1. A golden opportunity for the Warriors at home, or it could be for the Celtics to steal one on the road. And hey, why don't I just go lay by the bay and watch some Clay I Just May? That's a little Adam Sandler reference for you, even though Richard Jefferson's already rolling his eyes because he is joining us today, too. And you see that? That's the building. Tip-off is just hours away. Must-see sit-down interviews with Draymond and Jaylen Brown on this show shortly. Celtics Warriors, Game 1. Let's get it.
Pretty impressive that, you know, it all has come together the way it has over the course of the season. Reforming the identity of who we are and how we play, that was the gas in the tank for the whole summer and for the start of this year, knowing that we were going to be a problem this year.
We had a first-year head coach. We were trying to figure it out. We play in a city that it has no patience or no for any excuses. So we didn't make any.
In our path this year, you know, two game sevens and playing some high level teams and taking a tough route, I think that's prepared us more than anything.
Just knowing that, you know, this is the pinnacle, this is what we're all trying to accomplish. So to be back here again is an amazing feeling.
To be back for a sixth time, it's incredible. It's even incredible just saying that.
It's a surreal feeling. And it's, you know, sometimes you gotta pinch yourself, right? I walk in, I see this backdrop, and it's like, damn, I am in the finals. So I'm just trying to take all this in and just enjoy the moment.
Man, I can't wait for tonight. Tip-off for the NBA Finals is at 9:07 Eastern, 6:07 Pacific on ABC and ESPN Radio. So that means we have six-ish hours until Jason Tatum and the Celtics go for their NBA best 18th championship, while Steph Curry and the Warriors, they go for his fourth title in his career. Welcome to NBA Today. We are live in San Francisco. I'm Malika Andrews. 6 hours, 4 minutes, 43 seconds and counting until game one tips off. Guess who's back? It is Chinne Agumike.
We out here.
And these two.
Oh, gosh.
A couple of guys who do know a little bit about hoisting championship trophies.
Yes. Yeah,
we do have to give it up to them, particularly you, Richard, in the Bay Area. You have, and you made it very clear, you weren't just there. You wanted to hoist that trophy.
Yes, and look, it was covered in champagne. It was moist. It was when I hoisted,
a moist hoist,
when I hoisted the moist trophy
and they
got a new trophy on there. It's amazing. It was an outstanding day.
Watch your hands.
We didn't watch my hands.
Don't start it. I'm saying, you almost touched my face.
No, I know.
Well, we know how Richard
pointing. I was pointing at that beautiful trophy over there. Got my name on it. Not name the team, like, and so I'm part of the team.
Yeah, me too.
But just a couple of hours away until another team could be looking to add their name to the base of that trophy. Richard, what is the preparation that goes into these final hours ahead of game one of a finals?
You know, the hardest thing about this is your whole goal is to try and make it as normal as possible in a not normal situation. You know, Jaylen Brown on the plane right here. He's like, the tickets are $1,000? Yeah. My family can watch that at home. Don't call me.
Andy,
watch it at home. I'm telling you, the tickets are expensive, especially here in the Bay Area. So you want to make sure that you just flush everybody out. We're not going to have 10 people come and stay and visit. Just want to play basketball.
You only get two comp tickets per
game. Yeah, two. But listen, here's the thing, right? The preparation started before the day. Mm-hmm. All right, this is game day. So you follow your same game routine. When you get there, obviously, you go see finals everywhere. The crowd go be crazy. I get the energy level. But it comes down to, you know, when you step on the court, it's just all basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, it's no preparation that could get you ready for the finals. Like, I thought I was prepared when I went. I thought I had a routine. I thought I was straight when I got off the bus. And I was like, man. Like right after the national anthem, they drop it. Welcome to the NBA Finals. Just listening and hearing that, you get all started again. And then all of a sudden, you got to try to calm yourself down. So it's no preparation today. The preparation should have happened 2-3 days ago.
And I would assume that you would want to control the controllables, meaning you know exactly what to expect. You have to know the scouting report, like the front and back of your hand. Mm-hmm. You have to know exactly what the game plan is. You don't want to step in there and feel like your emotions are what you're succumbing to. It's going to be that first win. Correct me if I'm not, Richard and Perk. That first win where you're like, oh, snap. But then the game settles in. Adjustments will be made, and you're just going to have to weather the storm.
Well, Perk, you won a title in 2008 with the Celtics. So let's do it this way. The Boston Celtics win a championship this year if
Jaylen Brown could be consistent, right? You know, I don't want to hear throughout these playoffs, it's been Jaylen Brown and how he's going to bounce back, right? What kind of follow-up game he's going to have. I think it needs to be Jaylen Brown for us. Him being consistent, that number two option to Jason Tatum, because he can't have an up and down series, especially against Golden State, because that could cost you a game. When you look at the way the Celtics are currently constructed, you have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown is really their two-headed monster, and then you have a role player that step up every now and then, but Jaylen Brown has to be consistent.
Janae?
Well, one of the best things you've ever said, the best thing you actually have ever said, the one thing, Perk, is being a star in your role, okay, Perk? And that's what you embodied when you played yourself to Richard. But I think the Boston Celtics, in order to win, their role players need to be stars. And we saw that, you know, in the Eastern Conference Finals, where you can have a Marcus Smart, and correct me, you know, Perk, he goes for 24, 24, and this is a guy that's Defensive Player of the Year. Those bonuses are what you're going to win games off of. You have an Al Horford who takes things personal versus the Bucks and goes for 30. You need those types of performances from role players being stars in their roles for them to really shift the tides, especially playing on the road versus Golden State.
The Celtics win the NBA Finals if Grant Williams plays like he did in that Milwaukee series. To me, defensively, what he was able to do, and he allows them, because you can play Kevon Looney and you can play Grant Williams at the five. So you can go with the small. You don't need Robert Williams, Al Horford. The Golden State Warriors over this entire run have been notorious for making you have to play small. So you have to have guys on your roster that know how to play that small ball five, that small ball four, and that's what he did. He was playing the small. He was guarding Giannis. He was not knocking down threes. If he can do that, then they can match up all five across the board.
And I thought it was really interesting that Grant Williams said a couple years ago he was watching when he was in college the Warriors, and he was like, I'm a Draymond Green guy.
Yeah,
and that makes sense.
That's what
it's
like,
and it's really interesting because now you see the Celtics, and they have their own version of a small, growing, you know, Draymond Green and Grant Williams.
Yeah. Well, Janae, you do rep the Bay, Stanford stand-up. So same question, but
go
different
Cal
team.
Oh, wow.
The Warriors, they win a title if...
The Warriors will win a title if, let's see, if one of their big stars gets hot. And I think it's crazy because you have Klay, you have Steph, and we all know what they're capable of. But they can really turn the tides. These are two very good second-half teams. The Warriors, you know, we usually said third quarter is where they do their damage. They've been doing it in the fourth quarter throughout the playoffs. If Klay gets hot going from the third to the fourth, Steph gets hot, this is the Chase Center. They're really trying to baptize this with the championship, this building. If they get hot, one of their stars, they're almost impossible to guard.
Well, we talk about experience when we talk about the Warriors, right? But the only, four players that are actually playing that got experience is Draymond, Klay, Steph, and Looney. I mean, I don't want to count out Andre Iguodala, but he hasn't been playing. So I look at the others for the Golden State Warriors, the guys that hasn't been here but has been playing well in this postseason, and I look at Jordan Poole and I look at Andrew Wiggins. And when those two guys play good together on the same night, the Warriors blow teams out. So I'm looking at those two to be the X factor, the combination of both of those two guys playing well. Andrew Wiggins, not necessarily having to go out there and put up 20 a night, but go out there and having to, you know, make Jason Tatum struggle from the field. And I'm looking at Jordan Poole to pick up that slack when you know, Klay Thompson or Steph Curry don't have it going. He has been that X factor all offensively, all postseason, and I expect those two, the combination of those two, if the Warriors want to win, to be dangerous.
You good?
I was looking at the screen up here, you know, making sure, you know, even nobody can get anything up here. But what the thing that the point
chill
that I was going to make is the Warriors are going to win the NBA Finals if they play the type of basketball that's not home run basketball, except when they need home run. Like the Warriors, it's like they feed off the crowd. They feed off the energy. They feed off momentum. But all of a sudden, they'll start playing too fast. You look at that Memphis series when they were turning the ball over obsessively, and you're like, guys, all you have to do is play consistent basketball, and you shoot the ball so well. But that's one of the things with the turnovers and the way they play. If they shoot the three well and keep their turnovers, let's just say average for themselves, which would be an accomplishment against the Boston Celtic defense, then I think the Warriors win.
But that's what the Warriors are. They play home run basketball.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that sometimes that can hurt them. In that Memphis series, when they were turning the ball over so much,
it piles on quick.
They don't need
to. They don't need to.
Yes, they did, and they have lost series where they turned the ball over and didn't do things well.
Okay. I'm just saying. That's who they are.
Like, yeah, but with a more veteran and a more talented team.
That's who the Warriors are. Steph Curry made, you know, big time shots. He's turning around
as the ball.
They play home run basketball.
That's true. But when they're turning the ball over 11 times a game instead of 18 times a game, there's a happy medium instead of 22. Correct.
That's what I'm saying.
Then it seems to be a little bit more controllable for Golden State.
But that's not just good enough. They're playing against a team that they've never played against this quality before. And on top of the last thing I'll say, of all the, seven Warrior teams that have been here in the finals, this is probably the least experienced. This is probably the team that I would say if I had to rank all six or seven of the Warriors teams, this would be six. This would be the sixth best team that the Warriors have shown up with. So they can't just go out there with the same type of, we can turn it over because we have Kevin Durant and Steph and Klay are in their prime and Klay's 100% healthy. That's not this roster.
I just want you to clear it up, then.
Touché, Richard.
Yeah, no, I see where I'm picking up what you're throwing
down.
We still have so much more to come, though, on NBA Today. When we return, Adam Sandler, he joins this show. Do not miss the legend himself talking hoop movies and more.
He's probably in better shape than
you. I think
right
you got
now,
him, Richard, there.
So get him.
Superstars in their own right. Jays, which one of them needs to have the bigger series? Really surprise answers that shortly. Plus,
I'm a dad.
You want to be the shape of the basketball?
Let me leave the talk, guys.
On the other side of the court, Mr. Steph Curry, does he need the finals MVP for validation? We're going there. NBA Today continues after this.
I thought our mics were smart.
NBA Today is brought to you by Discover, exceptionally common sense.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Bust it.
You're watching NBA Today.
Welcome back to NBA Today. Steph Curry, he'll play in his sixth finals tonight, having already accomplished a lot. He's one of four players in NBA history with multiple MVPs, championships, and scoring titles, along with MJ, Kareem, and Wilt. This season, he became the all-time leader in career threes, and he's the Warriors franchise leader in just about everything.
Thanks, Malika. Well, you know what time it is. It's time for the biggest cheat sheet ever, NBA Finals edition. Now, I think the biggest motivation factor for any player is Steph Curry and Finals MVP. And there's this misconception that Steph, he hasn't won it, he hasn't played well. Well, I'm here to debunk that. So here's what you need to know, thanks to producer Schwartz, with the numbers. So check out these numbers right here. As you see, 25 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, 5 assists per game in an NBA Finals, Richard.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Look at it. Steph Curry's on that list with LeBron.
He's up with a lot of scoring guards. He's up there with a lot of shooting guards.
So are you trying to say that he's not a point guard?
All I'm saying is that no one else on the list is a point guard, but, you know, maybe he is a
two-guard.
Well,
let me show you how he's actually been better than people expect. So roll me my tape producer, Quake Koo, baby.
Let's go.
On the big Chase Center screen. So watch this possession. When you have to guard Steph Curry, it takes a full shot clock commitment. I mean, watch the blue line, how much he moves. Plays so well off of Draymond Richard. You're chasing him. It's Kevin Love, which shout out to K-Love. That's your boy, right?
Yeah, K-Love doing the work.
And it needs to be the Lord's work because the only thing that can help you is prayer defense right here. Look at the shot he throws up. That's Steph Curry.
Even when you do it right, they can still go wrong on you.
All right, you can't gamble, and I think J.R. Smith makes this mistake right here. You can't gamble on Steph. You go for the screen, or you go for the steal. Klay is open, but Steph only sees what? One thing, the bottom of the net, pull up from deep. So he's going to capitalize on your mistakes. But more importantly, this is the greatest shooter ever, right? So you can't give him any daylight. He's got a quick catch and shoot shot, plays so well again off of Draymond Green. And look how much time it takes. As long as it takes you to
he wasn't even shooting it that quick. That was just his catch and shoot. If you were like, how quickly can you shoot it? It would be ridiculous.
Even faster. Now the gag is here. You know, Steph, he's going to have to feel really confident. This is the NBA's best defense, the Boston Celtics that he's going up against. Where are you going to get your confidence from? From history. Look at these numbers. He's made 121 threes in the NBA Finals, 32 in a series, and 9 in a single game.
This is the greatest shooter we've ever seen
in the NBA Finals, Richard.
He's that dude. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Oh, thank you. Even though you tried to steal my segment.
I didn't try to steal your segment. I was just agreeing with you. I can't cheat off the cheat sheet.
I mean, you went to Arizona, so that's what you do, though. We're back in the Bay. I'm at Stanford, so that's how we roll.
Let's go. Shout out, Cal.
Janae, thank you so much. Back on the desk with Perk. We're joined by NBA senior writer Brian Windhorst and Anscape's Mark Spears. And Mark, you live in Oakland. You've been around this Warriors team just as much as anybody around the league who is covering them. I'm really curious to get your insight and perspective here. I think Steph's legacy, it's secure. It does not need a finals MVP to put any sort of cherry on top of it. But it has been a talking point leaning up to today. So what sort of impact do you think that winning finals MVP would have on the way that we view Steph Curry?
I agree with you. But his biggest haters and the people that love him the most feel different. When he didn't get it a couple years ago, the biggest haters were talking, but the people that loved him the most were mad. Why didn't you vote for him instead of Iguodala, Mark? Why didn't you vote for him instead of Durant, Mark? And you hear that. So I think if he gets it, it shuts up the haters and it quiets the lovers. But he don't need it. He's a three-time MVP. I mean, three-time NBA champ, two-time MVP, eight-time All-Star, right. 25. He good for me.
Well, it's one of those things, too. But there's always someone who says, well, what about the hardware? Whether you're talking about championships or finals MVPs, Ryan.
Look, I think if you asked Steph and you said, Steph, have you played your best basketball in these finals that you've played in? He would probably admit he could play better, that he has played better at other points in his career, especially in the couple of finals that they lost. But you better, if you don't like Steph and you don't want to regard him as a top whatever player, you better hope he doesn't get that MVP, because that's all you got against him. We just, you know, showed some of those graphics and some of those short lists he's on. There's some lists even shorter. Like, you're comparing him to Wilt. Wilt didn't have three titles. A lot of guys didn't have four titles. He gets this title and has four titles, two MVPs. We're talking like the elite of the elite of the elite. And so if you want to use that against him, the lack of the finals MVP, hold on tight to that, because it's the only thing you got left.
Well, Kendrick.
Can we pump the brakes for a second? All right, listen.
No.
Nobody is saying that Steph is not validated, right? Nobody is questioning. I'm not. I've never heard nobody really question that if Steph Curry is an all-time great. Listen, the man's resume is longer than the Chick-fil-A line, okay? But when you're in the conversation of greats, guess what? The same conversation, like when you think about LeBron James, you think about Steph Curry. LeBron James has accomplished so much, but people still pick at him, and he's still striving to win awards, accomplishments, and you want to be in that top tier. So if I'm Steph Curry, not that I need it, but he should want to win the finals MVP. Why not? I mean, why not go sit at a different table than everybody else by securing that? Not saying that he's not a top 15 player of all time, because he is, in my opinion. But again, I repeat, if you look at the top 10 players of all time, All of those guys have the final MVP award. And all I'm saying is that if Steph want to take that leap and jump into that conversation, I think it would be great for him to win the finals MVP trophy. Not he should have been it, or he could have been if somebody would have voted. No, actually have the trophy.
Well, he is the odds-on favorite to take home that elusive first finals MVP trophy. Minus 110, that's according to Caesar Sportsbook. Jason Tatum right on his heels at plus 180, following his teammate Jaylen Brown, and then Klay and Draymond. So... yeah, Draymond's in there.
I was just saying.
Let's play pick 'em. Brian Windhorst, who's winning finals MVP?
I mean, you know, I had somebody tell me this week that Andrew Wiggins was 50 to 1.
Oh, my.
And I can't say that's a horrible bet, because there are circumstances in which you could see that. There are circumstances which you could see Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart potentially is one of the most important players in this series. If he's able to have some great games against Steph, he could be a candidate. I think it's going to be a very tight series. And I think one of the things that can make this series so enjoyable is that we have five or six players whose individual play could make the difference. And I really hope that we don't know who the MVP is going into Game 6 or going into Game 7, because I would like to see that type of series, and I think the recipe is there. And so it is out of respect for all of these players and the game that I can honestly look at you and say, I don't know who's going to do it.
Perk? I was going to say Perkdrick, and then it got all...
it's all good. It's all good. Look, I'm going with Jason Tatum. I think the stage is set for him to actually be the finals MVP. Again, I'm going to go the route that he had to take to get here and the players that he had to go through. You talk about beating Kevin Durant in the first round, then going through Giannis Antetokounmpo, then going through Jimmy Butler. Now you're here and the stage is set for you to battle out Steph Curry, and he's ready for the moment. See, the thing is about Jason Tatum, what I notice about him, yes, he's one of the elite scorers in the game today, but his facilitating, right? I look at the 9 assists that he had, I believe, in it was Game 4 in Miami, almost notched a triple-double. So I'm looking at Jason Tatum, and again, I'm actually rooting for Jason Tatum for the simple fact that I came out, I gave him a speech, and if he go ahead and secure that finals MVP trophy, it will be one of the greatest individual runs in postseason history.
Mark?
What my Bay people say?
It's a lot of Celtics fans out there.
I picked the Warriors. I'm going with Curry. He has to be special for them to win this championship. And the thing, this is what I'm going to read you, this quote, Marcus Smart. So if you're going to be out there, no matter what you're in, what pain you're in, you can't let it affect you. His injury makes me nervous. Steph had 30 on him the first time they played in Boston, 5 threes, without Marcus Smart being injured. He hasn't had a lot of rests off, so if Marcus Smart is less than 100%, I think Steph Curry is going to go wild, and he'll end up being MVP.
Look, I wouldn't read too much into that. Let me tell you why. Like 45 minutes before the game, they come get you out the locker room, and the doctor say, come here. And then he had his needle. He had his shot ready for you, and he say, pull him down. Go ahead. It's all good.
You won your first one, and y'all played all them game sevens. And in 2010, who was hurt at the end?
Yeah, I know. I get that. But I was
playing
hurt.
They playing a lot.
I was not available.
There was a lot of basketball being played in 2008.
Well, I mean,
when
two men disagree, the next word is bet.
Here's what I know. I know that Steph essentially said bet at the end of the Western Conference Finals. When he was awarded the Western Conference Finals MVP, he joked during the trophy ceremony, oh, they're happy now I have one. Well, he wants a little bit more, so I wouldn't bet against Steph Curry.
A little bias appeal for these two.
What can I say? Mark, Brian, thank you so much for your time on NBA Today. Enjoy the game. We will see you, I'm sure, on TV all day long leading up to tip-off. And you all, you've seen it on set the entire show, but let's take a closer look at the beautiful case and trophy over there. Since 2020, the Larry O'Brien Trophy has been presented in the Louis Vuitton travel case. This year's new travel case design includes references to the NBA's 75th anniversary. Still ahead, He's a legend at LA Fitness with Perk and on the big screen, movie star Adam Sandler. He joins this show next. Plus, they're stars in their own right, too. We're talking the Jays and Jalen Rose. He sits down with Jaylen Brown. Do not miss that. And don't miss my interview with the Warriors' Draymond Green. As usual, he's must-see TV. NBA Today rolls on after this.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, sir!
Who's this?
Stan Brown.
Nice fish.
Welcome to America.
How lucky are we? Finals game one is here, and we get to be graced by one of the most successful movie stars and comedians to ever walk the planet. It's Adam Sandler. Welcome to NBA Today.
Thank you.
I love it. We're just going to jump right in, Adam. We're going to start here. Why you're here to begin with. We just saw the trailer. Your new basketball-themed movie, Hustle. It debuts on Netflix in less than a week, June 8th. The audience, our audience, is the most hardcore group of Hoop fans. Why did they need to check out Hustle?
Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, I think, nothing's as good as watching a real game. Like tonight, you're gonna see a real game, and you're just going to be so deeply involved and it's going to build, and the fourth quarter is going to be incredible, and the last 2 minutes, that's just how it goes. But as a movie, this movie kind of cool, kind of builds like a real game. It's got like you just see the life and the dedication that goes into being in the league and seeing how hard it is to break through and get in there and then make a name for yourself and stay in the league and the amount of work ethic, and it's cool. It's just a real cool movie. I think the diehard NBA fans will like it.
I think they will too. And LeBron James was your co-producer, right? What was it like to work with LeBron, the producer? What did he bring to the table when it comes to Hustle?
Real cool. So like basically LeBron and Maverick, his partner, and their company, they had this script about a scout, a basketball scout that's going overseas and looking for somebody special so he can not only help a team but also make a name for himself, because my character's been in the league a long time. And they were nice enough to they knew I was into basketball and how much I care about basketball. And I read it, thought it was cool, loved the what it was about. And so they let me come on board and partner up with them. And I mean, it's NBA, so LeBron and the NBA can't get much tighter than that. So we wanted to make an authentic movie, use authentic footage, have everybody from the league. So many people participated and made it feel like the real deal.
You said it just a couple of minutes ago that there's nothing better than a live game. So let's talk about the series. It's just a couple hours away at this point. We've all seen the video of your handles and your passing and your playmaking. I mean, you're a hooper. Give us one player from the Warriors and then one from the Celtics that you enjoy watching the most and why.
Oh my God. I am every one of them.
It's hard to choose.
I mean, by the way, I all the guys, like I saw Tatum this year. I saw Tatum when he was a young kid, his first year. I met him, I was with Shaq. Shaq had some new restaurant and I met Tatum. He was just a kid and I was like, man, this guy's gonna be amazing. And just seeing how year to year, how much more confident he is and the team is in him. And I love watching him do well. I love him as a guy too. And then the Warriors, I can't. There's so many guys I love on that team. I love Steph, of course, because I love that when I play pickup ball now that there's teenage kids taking 60-foot shots because of Steph. I'm like, all right, you can do that all day. You're not Steph. But Klay Thompson, to his story, him coming back, just when he, how devastating it was when he was hurt. Now that he's just got his rhythm back and he's just unstoppable. I they're not my teams, you know. I didn't, wasn't a Celtic fan. I wasn't a Warriors fan. But as players, I love so many guys that are going to be on the court. So that's going to be fun to watch.
Adam, Richard Jefferson here. My only question
Richard.
To you is, we've seen, how you doing, Adam? We've seen so many videos of you playing with, you know, and I played my last season with Juancho, and when I look at all of those guys in there, did you get in there and play some pickup? Did you get around there and just get a little bump with them?
You know what it's like when you see a guy like me on the court and you're like, you, Richard, you got to slow your game down to make it give me any enjoyment. So, yeah, I got out there with a lot of the guys. See that right there? When I'm with those guys, they're like, those guys on the court are probably a little better than me, but not like NBA better than me. So yeah. I got some shots up there. But when I played, I played one night with pickup with the guys. They let me play one game. They slowed it down. Trey Young threw me a nice pass. I hit the shot. I'll never forget it. And then that's it. Then I leave the gym.
That's smart.
Adam, big perk here, man. Big perk here.
Hey, perk.
What's happening?
Hey, good to see you, man. Love you. Love you. I'm glad. You guys, I love the show, by the way. I love seeing you guys.
Well,
thank you.
Well,
thank
love you, too. I wanted to ask you, in the movie Uncut Gems with one of my big brothers, my mentor, KG, I wanted to know, how was it like working with him, you know, being around him, seeing the different side of KG that everyone else don't know about?
Come on, I was with KG yesterday for a couple of hours hanging out. He's the funniest. He's got so much to say, such a smart guy, looks at stuff in such a unique way, and he just makes me laugh, and he is a strong presence in the room. When KG's around, you go, I gotta hear what KG's take on this is. Yeah. And he's very Celtic happy right now. He's predicting Celtics are taking this thing, and I'm sure you are, too.
I am.
Yeah. He is, Adam. You already know that he is. Well, we are so excited to see Hustle June 8th. It comes out on Netflix. Adam Sandler, thank you so much for joining us here on NBA Today. Go enjoy the game tonight. When we return, we have plenty of superstars still left to talk to and about. But we had the biggest superstar just join us, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, our panel, they're going to make some picks when it comes to these guys. Stay tuned.
So they didn't have the net before. The net was
problem. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
San Francisco plays host to the NBA Finals with tip-off beginning in just hours. The city is abuzz. The stage is set. And make no mistake, it's going to be absolutely electric out there tonight at Chase Center. I have goosebumps just thinking about it. I can't wait, and neither can the Jays.
Yo! If you ask the question, how confident are you? As a competitor, it's only one way to answer that question.
Reverse with the left. What a shot by Tatum.
Jason Tatum is lighting him up.
Batman and Robin. And that's what we've seen from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Brown with the ball, drives around the double, raises up. Another body underneath. He's hotter than fish grease.
What's Mark? Jam Master
Jay. One, two, three, four, get it.
So for the rest of the world, it's the NBA Finals. For us, it's the Jalen takeover.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Congratulations, family. The second Jalen to make it to an NBA Finals. How do you feel going into your first game?
Blessed, man, grateful. I mean, it's surreal. Being going to school in Berkeley, right up the street, now being here and being able to play against a team that I was watching in college, same core group, so it's phenomenal.
So what if I want to be here? I want to be here so bad. I will be here.
Back in November, I'm watching League Pass, y'all playing a home game against the Bulls. Y'all got waxed.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Smart, the Defensive Player of the Year, came out and had some comments in the media. How did you guys navigate that at that point of the season?
That was a game we were supposed to win, too. We was up. We ended up losing by like 15. So it was tough. We figured out a way to, we talked it out, and we figured out a way to get on the same page and ended up working out in the long run.
Now, you did something, Juice, to set the tone, too. You did it on social media. You guys were flirting with a 500 record in January, but you was like, the energy has shifted.
Mm-hmm.
What did it mean when you put that out there?
You ever been in, like, in life where just things don't seem to be going right at the time? When I tweeted that, the energy is about to shift. I was really talking to myself. I feel positive about this team. I feel great about where I'm at in my life. Like, man, the energy is about to shift. And ever since I tweeted that, we had a winning record, and now we're here in the finals.
Blocked by Brown! The Boston Celtics creating mayhem.
I remember so many fans, members of the media, were like, break up Jaylen Brown, break up Jason Tatum. They were talking about breaking you guys up, but in theory, the talk was about trading you. What did you think about that, and how did you navigate through in that period of time?
To be honest, I didn't think much of it, especially I feel like most of it was coming from, you know, Boston. People forget, like, I was booed when I was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
They've been trying to get me traded for the longest period of time. So for me, it was just another day in the office. It's just a certain group of people that just feel a certain type of way, and the ones who don't and support me, I rock with them.
Two years ago when George Floyd was murdered, you was a leader in the community. You led a rally. You spent your time, your energy, your money driving across country for our people and for the culture. So what is it like for you understanding that I want to be more than just a jock?
It's everything. And I'm going to continue to do that. And I'm going to continue to try to uplift my community and be a role model for young black and brown kids coming up, et cetera. That they can, you know, understand that they can do more and be greater than as well. But personally for me, I've already came to terms with anything else that comes with, anything that, or it doesn't come with. I'm gonna continue to do that, and anything that deters me from that is unimportant.
Well, we will see Jaylen Brown on the court in just over 5 hours and 20 minutes. The countdown is on, but to actually get in the building tonight, do you guys know how expensive that's going to be?
A pretty penny.
Yeah. It is going to cost a pretty penny. And remember, Jaylen Brown, he went to Cal. And so he has all these people who are like, hey, I want a ticket.
Sure.
Can I go?
Yeah, whatever.
He's like, how many people am I going to shell out $615 for?
Zero.
None.
How many would you bring?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a lot cheaper than what the Lakers used to do to us.
Oh, true.
Well, yeah, but that
looks a lot cheaper than what we were paying. That was a lot cheaper than what we were paying.
Well, the players, they each get two tickets, but if you want to get 10, 20, that's where it starts to get a little bit crazy. Still ahead, though, on NBA Today, I sat down with Draymond Green. He took us behind the curtain of Klay's emotional comeback and talked all things Steph Curry.
I got loyalty and blood. I do anything for love and everything for us. Doing everything like it.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The
playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Back with the brothers, back with the band. It's that time, baby.
Guess who just got back today? The wild eyed boys that have been away.
We back, baby, we back.
Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They were asking if you were around.
It's just pure.
How you was, where you could be found.
It's a work of art.
Told them you were living downtown.
Steph for the win.
Yes, sir.
It's a pool party.
The boys are back in town.
Golden State headed to the NBA Finals.
Draymond Green is the heart of the Golden State Warriors. And during those dynasty years, he took pride in every single one of those wins. And in the last couple of seasons, he really took those losses and wore them on his sleeve. But ahead of the Warriors returning to the biggest stage in basketball tonight, I sat down with Draymond Green to discuss those ups and downs and the trio that's trying to carry them back to the top. Looking back to the first time you all were on this stage, I mean, Klay Thompson's facial hair has changed a whole lot, but how have you all changed now that you're back here?
I think we've changed a lot. I think number one, the most importantly, we're in totally different places in our lives. When I look back, like, at us during that time, like, we all hung together a lot more. Like, we were just around each other. We don't hang together very much at all anymore now.
You can't.
Why? We have children, like, families, and that takes up all your time when you're not here. But our bond is no different than it was when we hung together like that. And I think it's in large part due to the foundation that we built.
Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green led the way for this team.
Some folks forget that when Steph first got into the league, he couldn't stay on the floor. Mm-hmm. At what point did you know that you were playing with one of the greatest to ever do it?
Early on when we first started doing this, like, man, this dude is so good. He don't really even understand how good he is yet. And you start to watch it, and you start to see the confidence grow. And then you see the shimmies. And you just see the evolution. If I had to put a year on it, like 2017, 2018, he really starts to understand, wow, I am that good. I am that guy. And in 2020, it's like, okay, now I'm unstoppable. That's when I saw, like, all right, this guy has a different demeanor. He lifts weights every day. He does things differently. He truly feels like he's unstoppable now.
Out to Klay for three, and that could be a huge dagger.
Klay has just this enormous game. To watch him come full circle like that, what was that like?
You know, he's watching games on the bench, and we're struggling, and it's killing him. It's destroying him. And then we'd be practicing, and he's in the weight room, and he's just livid, you know, or we're in the game, and he leaves the bench, and he goes back, and he's just sitting in the locker room with a towel over his head. Like, we saw that over and over and over again. And so to come full circle and see him against Dallas, to share that moment with him, and to watch him have that moment and just kind of let it all out and the appreciation that he had, it's a beautiful and special thing.
The embers of the dynasty still glowing. Golden State headed to the NBA Finals.
Why were you so confident that you were going to be facing Boston?
I know a championship caliber team when I see one. Championship teams has a guy who can go get a bucket no matter what. They have that. They have great defenders. They have a great coach who's young coach, but is showing that he can make adjustments and that he's ready for the moment. Like, they have the pieces.
We're going to have part two of my conversation with Draymond Green. That's coming up tomorrow on NBA
Today.
Well,
there's two
today.
Parts?
Can't wait.
Oh, don't worry. We got two parts to this conversation. But before we do that, we need to do a little bit of picking for tonight.
Oh, she's looking at me.
I'm looking at you because you never make a pick.
I'm going to do it.
Who's going to win the game tonight, Chinea Agumake?
I'm going to make a pick all the way through the finals, and I'm going to say this.
No, just the one. Just the one.
Just one for today. First ever NBA Finals here at the Chase Center. I think the Bay is going to go crazy. The Warriors are 9-0 so far in the playoffs when defending home court. I think they go 10-0. I got the dubs tonight.
All right, Richard.
Celtics.
You see how quiet he said that?
Celtics.
Yeah, me too. They gonna be Dubs gonna be 9-1. C's coming in here and getting this win. Ime Udoka go have them boys prepared tonight. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown.
Warriors can't win in 7 if they don't lose 3 games.
Okay, so you think it starts with?
So
the
you
loss
want the 7?
Home.
I'm saying the Warriors are gonna win in 7, so they have to win 3.
One.
They have to lose 3 games.
So if this like, first one has to be won.
I just think
see, I think it's going to be a long series as well, but home court, I'm kind of with Chine. Well, don't give me that, but the home
you're
court.
You're with Chine? Wow, surprise, surprise. Yeah. The girl that grew up 5 minutes from here is picking the Warriors. The guy, the girl that went to school right down the street is picking the Warriors.
Right.
And the guy that played for Boston is picking Boston.
Saying you're the only,
so like,
wow.
You're the only one that can
party.
Yeah, I respectfully Yikes. Hate both organizations, to tell you the truth. So, like, I don't have any feeling. No, I actually.
Respectfully, though.
Respectfully. Yeah. I actually have more respect for the Golden State Warrior organization than the Celtics.
That's fine. They don't like you anyway.
I know. I beat them every time I was in the post.
Can you blame them? That's the
no,
question.
No,
yeah, absolutely not. All right, yeah. More NBA today coming up in 60 seconds.
Boston sees my face and they see an L.
Everyone sees
oh,
your
goodness.
Face.
Everyone
sees an L.
Take it. Take that L.
Some news now. Nike founder Phil Knight and Dodgers co-owner Alan Smolinski have made a $2 billion, that's billion with a B, plus dollar written offer to purchase the Portland Trail Blazers. Sources telling our Adrian Wojnarowski discussions are ongoing with Paul Allen Trust, overseeing the ownership of the team and the presence of Knight in the new ownership group. It speaks to the desire to keep the Blazers in Portland. Talks, though, are still ongoing. What do you think of this, Richard?
I think Bron's going to have to make some more money if he's going to be an owner one time. That's what I think.
Hey, didn't
hey, Bron,
they say today?
Keep playing, bro. Keep playing, bro. We got to get these chips up. And, you know,
billionaire Bron.
Yeah, Bron, look, I just, you know.
But it's like single billion.
Yeah, single
you need
billion.
To be multiple billion.
Yeah, but it was two people that collab together.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Oh. I can't collab with that.
You too?
No,
I ain't trying to.
But everybody, just a second. I want to have everybody's attention
oh,
for
no.
a second.
Oh, gosh. What, Richard?
You're wearing a
what,
shirt. Do you
what's
wanna,
up?
You're buttoning up your
thank
shirt.
You. Thank you.
Thank
wow.
You.
Thank
what
you.
What was that about?
I just want everybody's attention.
You
got to
do
something. That's it. No, it was good.
I don't know what I'm going to do with
thank
them.
You.
All right.
Thank
NFL
you.
Live is coming up next on ESPN. That's going to do it for us
finally,
today.
Finally, we're here.
I, like
I don't even know what I'm
going
to do with these two. I'm
I don't
like
that.
Even
hate. I can't even hate.
Out of the show.
Yeah, it could just be us two. NBA Today, we will see you tomorrow on ESPN.
Yeah, Mario!
Oh,